You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Hey, this is Landon tuning in with you on Lifeline Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Listen, get up. Get your coffee. Get something happening, because I want you to be in 2 Peter 1. So get your Bible out, dust that joker off, get it open, get your phone up, tablet, whatever you got your Bible on, and get it on 2 Peter. We're going to go to 2 Peter this morning. It's towards the back, after Hebrews, if that helps you out a little bit. All right, fine, 2 Peter. Good morning. Get up. Wake up. Hey, get your coffee going, man. This is Landon again, Lifeline Radio. I got phone numbers for you where you can call into us live, okay? I'm going to give you some good word this morning. I'm going to teach you some serious stuff. But in that process, if you get the unction to call up here, you want Jesus, you want to be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to accept Christ, and I want the offer Christ gave me of the Comforter that he'll send to move in me and live in me like he promised in John 14, 15, and 16. I want that, Landon. Man, call up here and get it. I'm not stopping you. I'm here to get. I'm just the vessel to release it to you. To release it to you. So if you want Jesus this morning, please call here. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221. The local is 221-1100. 221-1100. If you need prayer, 221-1100. If you have a praise report that totally honors God and shows people that he is not dead, that he's still in the miracle business, God still moves on our behalf because he loves us, share it. People need to hear the reality of God. God's not a storybook fable. He's a real, tangible, loving, giving, miraculous God. Out of town, if you need to call here, 888-221-8990. You got that? Tune in online, WCNO.com. All you have to do is call anybody anywhere and say, listen, man, get up and listen to this. I've heard this guy. He's a little off there, but I think he's on to something this morning. WCNO. WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast, you are in. If you miss it, click on demand. Click on demand, pull it up anytime. You see a calendar, hey man, hit that little Saturday on the calendar, 8:30 Lifeline, boom, you're riding with us. Good morning again, let's pray. I need the Lord always. Without him, I can do nothing, which is the same true for you. Father God, we come to you this morning, we thank you. We thank you for your son Jesus, that he died on the cross and shed the blood that atoned and made the covenant with us, that we can be back in good standing, in a righteous standing, in a good relationship with you. He paid for our sins by that shed blood. And we appreciate the fact that he was the sacrifice that made that happen. We are grateful. We are thankful, Lord. Come in, Lord, powerful in this studio right now. Manifest thyself through me. Let the Holy Spirit within me come alive with your power from above, Lord, that I may open these lips of clay and speak your oracles and your ordinances to everybody within the sound of this microphone, unchecked, unhindered. I rebuke the enemy from even thinking about touching this broadcast. We will come forth with Holy Ghost power. We will speak the truth of God through your unction and through your guidance alone, Lord. Take control of my mind and my flesh, that I only speak the things that you would have come forth, so that I and everybody else may learn from you this morning. We thank you that you have done and given this thing unto men, and we're so grateful to be here to serve you today. Please, Lord, allow me to serve you in truth and righteousness. We pray for everybody in the sound of my voice, that their hearts be open this morning, that they be receptive to the things of God. Please shut all minds down, Lord, all that natural thinking and busyness, turn it off in everybody's life that has the hunger to tune in and listen. They want you. People want you. Shut their natural thinkers down right now, Lord. Open up their hearts that we can receive this precious word of God with authority and power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 2 Peter, 2 Peter, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You'll notice they're never separate. God and Jesus are a package deal. They go together. If you get one without the other, you're not rooted and grounded in truth, and you're not walking the path the right way. I'm not going to go into that teaching today because I have a subject of knowledge. We're going to talk about the knowledge of God. My people perish for lack of knowledge, the Bible says. We have an issue with the knowledge of God. We associate the knowledge of God with the things that somebody else showed us who we thought had the knowledge of God. Let me give you an example. Let's just use someone I know. I have this friend of mine, a female friend, and she was raised in I won't say the group of school, but a certain religious institution that had a school for children. And she was raised in this school, and as she went through this certain school year after year after year after year, things were corrupt in the school. It was a religious system, but the truth had gotten tainted. They didn't stay rooted and grounded in Christ as they should, and there was some abuse towards the children. There was foul language. There was a lot of things that these peers or the people that ran the school would do in the children's eyes, and they would see this, and she to this day hates God. Because she believes that that's what God is. I was raised, Landon, and I went through that school all these years and blah, 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 and all this stuff she'll tell me, and I've seen it. I don't want nothing to do with it because somebody painted an image of what God is, and she thinks that's what God is, which is totally wrong. So I need to open your eyes this morning to the knowledge of God. See, when we get our knowledge of God based on someone else who we thought and we put on a pedestal and we thought that person is the knowledge of God, they understand that's a holy person, that's a godly person, that's a Christian person, and then when they fail, we're like, well, if it didn't work for them, I don't want no part. Well, if that's what it is, I don't want, wait a minute, that's not God. You had your focus on the person that put on a facade enough to make you think this is what God operates like. Don't do that, not one second. I don't care what their title is. I don't care what they call themselves. You need to be rooted and grounded in your word of God so you be not deceived of the things of this world. You have an enemy. His name is the devil. Just like there is a God, there is a devil. The devil is subtle. He is crafty. He's been tricking, fooling, and lying for, 4,000 years plus. If you think your discernment and your wisdom is above his art of lying and deceiving, it's not unless you're rooted and grounded. God's discernment and God's wisdom is above the devil's craftiness. But you need to know and be rooted in the knowledge of God in order to be able to discern when God moves, to hear God's voice, and to have victory and triumph over the devil. You got that? Please catch that. Now I'm going to read these verses again. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Please pay attention. This is something great. He's trying to give you the most precious thing you'll ever hear. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. You catch that twice now? We got it. We got through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we got according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Stay with me now. 2 Peter Chapter 1, verse 4, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. By these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, he said, man, there's more. If that's not enough, okay, if the divine power given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and if God, through the knowledge of him, had called you to glory and virtue, okay, whereby now unto us is giving exceeding great and precious promises, that by these great and precious promises you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, Peter says, all right, and that's that right there. That first part I just read is golden. If you can achieve that, you are there, man. You're there. You're walking it, talking it, living it. People look at you and associate you with a divine nature. But he says, all right, besides all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to your virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. You ready? Pay close attention to this verse for the next couple verses, actually. If these things be in you, especially this one, if these things be in you, where are they? In you. How? By the Holy Ghost. Given from whom? Jesus. When he rose from the grave and went up above, he said, it's better for you. It's more expedient for you. It's beneficial for you that I go away. Because if I don't leave and rise from the grave and defeat death, hell, and the grave in the process, I defeat it for you. Now I'm going to go up to the right hand of God, which is the hand of power. He says, because I did this, I give you the Comforter, I give you the Holy Ghost, and I put him in you that he may be with you and that he may abide in you forever. So now he says here, he says, if these things be where? In you and abound, they make you. Well, what do? They make you. You can't do it on your own. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are too many Christians and churches that are barren and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he, now listen to this. This is a warning. This is serious. God is serious about this. He wants to help you so bad. He that lacketh these things is blind. And that is my friend. That is my friend that went through all that school of religion growing up. She's totally dead to the things of God, hates God because of the religion and no relationship and no manifestation of the truth. He that lack these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, listen to this. This is what everybody in life wants this. What I'm about to read to you, everybody craves for this. Wherefore, the rather, brethren or sistren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Make your choice sure. If you do these things, you shall never fail. Let me say that again. Wherefore, children, wherefore, brethren or sistren, give diligence, give all your effort and all your labor to make sure that your calling and that your election, your choice is sure, is permanent, is stable, is firm. If you do these things, you shall never fail. You shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Talk about your prayers getting answered. Talk about your body and your health situation getting cured. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, let's go back to the top and break this thing down. Listen, I was going to try to run through all these verses, 1 through 10. I think it's too much. There is so much meat in 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. We're going to try to make it through 5. Stay with me. Simon Peter. You can put your name there. It's good to put your name there. I can say Landon Allen, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. You need to make that claim for yourself. If you can't make that claim for yourself, I want you to call here and say, Landon, I am not a volunteer or slave or bond servant to the Word of God. And as far as being an apostle, you know, a delegate or an ambassador or a commissioner of Christ or a messenger of the gospel, I'm not there. Then let's change that, brother. Sister, call up here and say, I'm sold out. I want to get on board today. I want to start my life in Christ, and I want to learn from him, and I want to become that ambassador of the gospel. I want to be a commissioner of Christ. I want to be a messenger of the good news to this deceived, dying world. Simon Peter, put your name there, Landon Allen, a servant, because you're going to make that claim, you're about to change your life. You say, Lord, I'm sold out. I am your servant. I am a commissioner of the gospel, and I'm going to take it upon myself to be a messenger of this good news of Jesus Christ. That's what an apostle is. The devils come in, and when we throw terms out there like this, or an apostle, you can't do that because you're not an apostle. He makes people think crazy stuff. He's so subtle with twisting words. Do not listen to him. This is why I'm trying to give you the knowledge of God this morning. You need the knowledge of God so you can discern the voice and the intimacy of God. You need to recognize and have full discernment of God. If you don't have the knowledge of God, you can get duped or sidetracked with the devil coming to you and speaking to you. He'll even give you verses out of scripture, and you'll think God's telling you to move a certain direction. I've had couples tell me, listen, Landon, my marriage is not working out very good, and I've actually met this other woman, and blah, 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 blah. And well, she's married too, but her marriage isn't working out good too. So I'd like for you to pray that God would let us out of these marriages, that we can be joined as one. Now, that is absolutely ridiculous. That is not in scripture. There's nowhere that you should make a covenant before God and then just break it. That's the problem with us today. We're not covenant keepers. We're not serious. We're not diligent about ourselves. We don't discipline ourselves with the knowledge of the truth of God through that Word of God. Let me tell you something. That Bible, that book is the Word of God. That book has the instructions for life. That book is the truth. You will find the truth. If it's in the book, you're entitled to it. Let me make this simple. If you find the promise in Scripture, it is yours. If you don't find that promise in Scripture and you go pray in something that is not promised to you in that book that we call the Bible, it is not promised to you. You have no right to ask God something so foolish. You have no right to ask him something so ridiculous as, can I have that person's spouse? That is an abomination to the Lord if you know your scripture and go back and study that. We're not getting sideways on that. I just want you to see that the problem today, okay, we're not sold out. We're not a messenger of God. He says, look, Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to speak to them that have obtained this like precious faith. How did they obtain it? By the word. I'm speaking to them that have obtained the like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He says, I want the divine influence of God upon your heart. That is grace. Grace is graciousness, gratifying God, but it is a spiritual metaphor, and it means this, especially, and this is what it says. If you look it up in the Greek, it says, especially the divine influence upon your heart. So Peter says, let the divine influence upon your heart, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I want the divine influence upon your heart multiplied unto you, and I want peace, which is a quietness or to be set at one again. That can be mental, that can be physical, that can be your health, that can be your thought pattern and process of life. He says, I want the divine influence upon your heart to be multiplied unto you, and I want you to be set at one again. I want this to abound. That's what it means. I want this to increase and be multiplied to you. I want the divine influence upon your heart to increase upon you. And I want you to be set at one again through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So you're going to have the divine influence, the Holy Ghost. Let's just get blunt here. He said, I want the Holy Ghost to increase upon your heart, upon the midst of your everything, the core of your being, so you'll be fashioned around the divine nature of God himself. And I want peace, which is to be totally set at one again. Whatever problems you have and issues you have, the divine nature and the divine power are going to remove those, because it's not you that's doing it. God will do the work based on his nature and his power being in you. He says, so I want the Holy Ghost to come in you. I want you to be set at one again. And I want this to increase upon you through the knowledge. And that means the recognition or full discernment of God. You need to be able to fully discern God when he speaks to you, when he tells you no, when he gives you that unction, and when he tugs on your heart. The only way to do that, the Bible says this, and this is faith, but faith and knowledge go hand in hand. Very important. He said, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and you only begin to hear by the word of God. The verse says exactly, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You'll never hear the voice of God. You'll never hear what the preacher's saying. You'll never hear God speak to you in your spirit. You'll never hear the truth of God through the gospel tell you how to move, tell you when to move, tell you what to say, and tell you what to claim, and tell you what to not claim. That is available to you, man. That's available to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, let that divine influence, the Holy Ghost, make you one again, and I want this to be multiplied. I want this to increase upon you through the knowledge, which is the recognition and discernment of God himself and of Jesus our Lord. You need to have both. They're never separated. Those who come to God and it's all Yahweh and God and God and God with no Jesus are not rooted and not grounded. You can't do that. The Bible says in John chapter 10, God said, if you come to me any other way but through my son Jesus Christ, you're a thief and a robber. Look it up. John chapter 10, look it up. I challenge you to check the scriptures and verify every single word that comes forth from these lips of clay. He says, if you come another way, you're a thief and a robber, because I sent my son to the cross and I sent him to shed his blood, the precious, pure, never have sinned, spotless lamb took on your punishment. He took on your sin and he bore your sickness. He bore your disease. He bore your poverty. He bore your mental mindset you're dealing with. He bore your oppression. He bore your depression. He bore your brokenness, a broken spirit, broken financially. He bore that. He took it for you. Took it for you. So he says, after doing that for you, don't dare try to come to me another way. I gave my son as the personal sacrifice for everything you've ever done, past, present, and future. So if you'll come through him and recognize him, I will honor that, and I'll begin to honor you. Now he says this, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as his divine nature, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. According as is an adverb that means in this manner. So when you look at verse 3 where it says, according as his divine nature, he says, in this manner of his godlike force or his godlike miraculous power, ability. So according as his divine power has given unto us all things means, all right, according as, remember that's a verb that means in this manner. So in this manner that I have established, because I am God and I have the authority to do that, I as God establish a God-like miraculous power or force, an abundance and a mighty ability towards you. And I give this to you freely, all things that pertain to life and godliness. There is not one person that's living and breathing on this planet, even the worst heathen you can think of, that does not want the power of God through the divine influence of the Holy Ghost to take over their life, God to give it to them freely, that pertains to all things that pertain to life and godliness. Who wouldn't want God's divine power to handle all things for you pertaining to life and godliness, which is another word for holiness? So God says, I set this order. And this is a verb. That means this is a manner of action. He goes, in the manner of my godlike authority and force, I give it to you to handle all things. When you look up all things, it means every single thing that is a thing. Excuse me. It's a whatsoever and a whosoever and any and every and all things. There's not one subject left out of what God's doing by his divine power being given unto you. He says, and then he goes very specific. He says, I'm talking about all things, and I'm talking about things that pertain to your life, and I'm talking about things that pertain to godliness and holiness through the knowledge of him that called you to glory, which is another word for honor and dignity, and virtue is a word for excellence. Excuse me. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My throat is not dry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. According as his divine power. So this is a manner set in an ordinance from God that his God-like force and God-like ability is given unto us, and it pertains to all things that pertain to life and holiness through the knowledge of him, through the what? Through the recognition and the discernment of God again. You've got to get in your Bible. The book was not given to you by accident. It's not in your home by accident. It will only benefit you when you open it and get the knowledge of God coming inside of you. So he says, according as his divine power has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called you, he has called you. God has a calling on your life for you to be glory and excellence. He says, according to the knowledge of him that called you to glory and called you to virtue. Called you to glory means he called you to dignity. You're to be a dignified saint. You're to be a dignified holy person, holy man or holy woman of God, and virtue is excellence. He says, listen to me. It's according to my divine power, God says, and I gave it to you to handle all things. There's nothing I won't handle pertaining to your life and your holy walk and your godliness. And you do that by getting in your Bible and learning the knowledge of me, and I will call you myself to be dignified and excellent. Don't listen to what they've told you about your past. Don't pay attention to the nickname they used to call you. Don't worry about what you were when you were a kid. God has called you to be dignified and excellent. Then the next verse says, whereby we are given to us exceeding great. There's nothing greater. It's the greatest of the great is what it means. And precious promises that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. That means by God's promise I just read to you, by his calling to get rid of the lust and get rid of the worldly stuff and to help you and to bring you and draw you to himself, you'll now become a partaker. Listen to this close. I got to go. This is an associate or partner of my divine, which is my God-like genes. That word nature means I will grow you up. I will germinate you into a godlike, holy, excellent, dignified person, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Lust is this. It's the longing for the things that God forbids. Lust is to long for the things that God forbids. You need this. Get in 1 Peter this week. I got to go over some call letters real quick. I got to tell you where to send your money, things like that, if you want to support this ministry. We do pay out of our pocket. We really appreciate, and we're very grateful, and we pray for every single one of you that sends your tithe here to support this broadcast. Send that to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send that to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, send your tithe, whatever it may be. Pray over it. Ask God, can I send that to these men? It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I want to say this. Support your local church that you attend first and give in your abundance to Lifeline. Now, hit me up on Gmail. I want to help you and counsel you free. Dr. Bob will help you. Doctrine in Divinity free here for you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. That is TryLifeline@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you. Call up here. I still have time to pray for some folks.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.